Today we will begin to look at another critically important outcome. And again, we will do it in two parts. Outcome 1.3 says, summarize the teachings of Jesus. R.C. Sproul begins his book on Jesus' parables with this statement, our Lord Jesus Christ was the greatest teacher who ever walked on the face of the earth. What a true statement. Teaching was a key part of his ministry. He taught in the synagogues, the temple, and out in the open countryside. He used sermons, parables, and stories, and he never held back from teaching the truth, even if it offended the listeners. Jesus taught many things, and they're all important. For example, money, divorce, forgiveness, humility. But there are some which stand out as being critically important. Here are some of my thoughts, but you're welcome to add your own. 1. You must be born again. Our Bible reading is John 3:1-18. In John 3:3, Jesus tells Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The Believer's Bible commentary says, just as the first birth is necessary for physical life, so a second birth is necessary for divine life. This is the heart of our gospel. This is what we have to preach to everyone. Nicodemus didn't understand how that can happen, so Jesus explained in verse 5 that unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He was, of course, referring to spiritual birth, which cleanses from sin and brings spiritual transformation, as the Global Bible Study Bible puts it. He also contains an excellent commentary on John 3:16. God so loved the world. God's love for the world made it possible for whoever, verse 15, believes in Christ, not just Jews alone, to have eternal life. Gave his only son. God sent Jesus to earth as a man, verse 17, to suffer and die, and thereby bear the penalty for sins. Whoever believes in him, that is, whoever personally trusts in him, not perish, means not perish in eternal judgment. Eternal life, the life of abundant joy and blessing in the presence of God forever, which a believer begins to experience during earthly life. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In several places, Jesus also told the people to repent. For example, in Luke 13:3 we read, no, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The dictionary defines repent as feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing or sin. It includes the idea that we should turn 180 degrees away from sin and towards Christ. Dear facilitator, every one of your students must be able to explain this teaching. Now let's turn to the second. Jesus is God. Our Bible reading is John 10:30 and John 17:11-17. Verse 30 says, I and the Father are one. John 17:11 says, and I'm no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you've given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. And John 7:21 says, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The ESV Study Bible puts it well. Jesus' claim that I and the Father are one echoes the Shema, the basic confession of Judaism, whose first word in Deuteronomy 6:4 is Shema. The Hebrew is hear. Jesus' words thus amount to a claim to deity. Hence the Jews pick up stones to put him to death. Deuteronomy 6 verse 4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So Jesus was telling his audience plainly that he is God. Next week, we will examine another two of Jesus' teachings. Dear facilitator, please ensure that your students fully understand these teachings and urge them to preach about them regularly.